All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, brother.
We still back here at chapter 6. Now, you know, a move of God, it's not an accident.
No.
They were, you know, God, he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. As you draw near to the Lord, you may find yourself transported. I followed God a long time, and some interesting things have happened along the way. And I thank God for that. There's nothing impossible with him. And the best way to cooperate is stay charged up with the word. Okay, last week we got to this point where in chapter 6, verse 1,
said in
chapter 6, verse 1. And in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose a murmuring of the Grecians. Against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in the daily ministration. Then the 12 called the multitude of the disciples unto them and said, it is not reason that we should leave the word of God and serve tables. Wherefore, brethren, look ye out among you seven men of honest report, full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, whom we may appoint over this business. But we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the enemy, he's always trying to divide us. He tries to divide man in every category. Mm-hmm. And it's wise to look back at where he came from. When he was an angel, there are different types of angels for different purposes. But they all work together as one. They have different strengths. And the Lord put different strengths in every race.
Amen.
So the enemy comes to exploit. So he tries to divide man against from a racial standpoint, mm-hmm. gender, age. The old, he know the wise old can help the young who are just starting out. So he always tries to cut that in half.
That's true.
And to keep us divided. Yeah.
That's true.
And see, everybody has so much to offer.
That's true.
And he's seen this. He saw it before when he was an angel, when he was holy before the fall.
Yeah. And you know, it tries to happen in the church. Mm-hmm. It's sad when things, you know, happen in the church like that. And they say on Sunday morning, that's the most segregated morning.
Yeah, that's what my dad said, that the 11 o'clock hour was the most segregated hour in the week. And he hated that. I mean, it's not good. But here we see this now. This is stemming from the world system. That's what people were used to. And the different types of angels had different strengths. And he saw how they had cohesion and how the ones with the greatest strengths helped the ones that didn't have those particular strengths. And he didn't want man. He doesn't want to fight a strong enemy. He'd rather fight a weak enemy. And if he can get a strife started or any kind of division started, he's got a foothold.
Amen.
Now, this would be the most strategic place to put this kind of division because a great move of God was mounting up. And so
that's a good point you're making there. It was a great move of God going on.
Yeah. Now, they were coming. That's why
he wanted to bring division with that great move of God
yeah.
that was going on.
And they had the nipping in the bud. Thank
Amen.
God for the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Now, when the Lord was teaching me about men, I always wanted to know things about mankind. And he said that every race is important, that none is inferior, none is superior. But every race has different strengths.
Amen. Amen.
And it started with a guy. He said Job was black. I asked the Lord. I said, Lord, was Job black? He said, Job was a Jew living in East Palestine. And he said that he talked about race after that. And it took time for the races to form out because God made one man and the races formed. But he said, there's no race superior, none inferior, but everybody has different attributes.
Amen.
or different strengths. So I was at a Chinese restaurant, and I like Chinese art. I said, "Lord, what did you give Asian people?" And he said, "They're the most innovative people in the world." I said, "Oh man, this is good." So I said, "Well, what did you give our black people?" He said, "They're the most creative people in the world." I said, "Okay." I said, "All right, what did you give the Indians?" He said, "They're the most trusting." I said, "What did you give white people?" He said, "They're the most organized people in the world." And then brown, I said, "What about people of India?" He said, "They're the most loving people in the world." And those are five attributes from five different types of men that got, now these are their strengths, not to say that another race is not creative or innovative, but these are their strengths, their greatest strength. Then he said he gave these attributes so that men could come together and build society, but the enemy used this, the difference, to divide them. And so
that's powerful, Brother Thurston.
When the enemy thrives on dividing us, because he can easily defeat us when we're divided, because even a nation divided against itself can't stand. But this country is formed from people who came from other countries who wanted to live in a new world and have and be free to worship Jesus Christ.
That's why the race might be that strong, because of diversity.
It,
because you get in other places, they try to kind of separate.
Well,
but we all come together as one unit.
Mm-hmm. And that's the main reason.
God said what he was doing.
Yeah. They came here to freely worship Jesus because the church was compromised. Mm-hmm. And the king, or under the king's influence of every country. So they came here and formed a great nation, the smallest nation, and beat and won the, where's that flag? The appeal to heaven.
Today, but I know we had a lot going on trying to get things here for the
well,
week and stuff, but I bring it next Sunday. I try to bring it every Sunday.
Yeah, and that's and it was founded on Christian principle. Well, what happened? They worshiped God, they had children, and it grew into this great nation. That's what the enemy was afraid of then. He didn't want, he had to try to stifle the church some kind of way. And when we divide against any race, we're losing something, because they got something that we need. But God gave us these attributes to help build society and make it strong, and it works. And Lucifer knew that it worked. So Satan said, "I got to stop this." Because Lucifer understood this. He sealed up the sum. He hides the answer. He tries to quell the move of God. Okay, so what they did.
Thurston, do you think it's, to me, it was wrong with like Muslims coming in to give them a foothold in this nation to have all these mosques and stuff like that?
Yeah.
I mean, there is a divide line there, too.
Yeah.
You know, the people that came in, they accepted the Christian values.
Well, some people came for the right reason. And with them, some people also came for the wrong reason. And that's not, that won't stop happening. But
well, you know,
you don't want terrorists coming, because they'll
no.
kill people.
They're coming for the wrong
but
reason.
You want the Muslim people that would be tender towards the Lord that can be born again. You want them.
Yeah, we want to reach
so
them.
I guess there's a big prayer part of the church to keep the good ones coming in and the ones that not going to receive. Not going to be Old Testament proselytes.
In other words, this is the day we're just going to have to use our authority. You can stop all those, and the move of Satan can be stopped by our authority.
Mm-hmm.
But we have to say something.
That is so good, that Thurston. We have not used our authority. We use signs. We use this. We use that. But
remember what Pastor
authority.
Said 2 weeks ago.
Which makes it work.
Yeah.
Now look at what's happening. The president wants to bring all these Muslims in, and half of them be unscreened. And Pastor said the Lord is going to deploy the church. He's teaching about warfare now. He said, "You're about to be deployed. Ready or not, you're about to be deployed. You don't have time for," he even said, "you don't have time for boot camp."
Yes.
Now, our authority don't need a vote. We just need to use it. And it'll work. We can stop all of Satan's works. But, you know, we're about to be deployed. the return is near. So things are going, we're just going to have to do the word. It's the way it was is not the way it's going to be. It's just, we might as well get used to it. We're going to have to use our authority.
That's the only way you're going to survive.
Yeah, and not only are we just going to survive, we're going to win souls.
Amen. Amen. That's the whole object of it all.
We're going to take the kingdom by force.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And the world is coming to us, and we're going to change it.
We're just going to have a glorious church without spot or wrinkle.
Mm-hmm. Now we're in a better position than they were. They were in the middle of it.
Yes.
And they didn't have any laws to protect them. The religious leaders wanted them dead. The king wanted to stay in power. They didn't care. They wasn't saved. They were in a worse position than we are. We still have laws on the books and police on the ground that can protect us and an army with nuclear weapons. They didn't have all that. All they had was their faith. But we got everything else and our faith, and we're just going to have to use it because we're about to be deployed. In the wisdom of God.
When I was at Teen Challenge, I had a Muslim at Christian Service Mission on 3rd Avenue South. I don't know if you know where that's at, downtown Birmingham. They give food away to shelters and everything, but I used to work there through Teen Challenge. And there was a Muslim out there, and he said this right here to me, okay? He said, one day, I'm going to be able to kill you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he said. And all these mosques and everything's being built all over this nation, where you're talking about authority, we need to take authority over them because they are here to do that very thing to make this nation Islam.
Right. Well, Satan can start something, but he can't finish it. The gates of hell can't prevail against the church.
Amen.
All we have to do is separate Satan, you know, stop Satan at his source, and he can't use his puppets.
That's the church. Mm-hmm. With power and authority and ability and light.
And if anybody
function as the church.
Yeah. Now, the judgment's coming, but if anybody hurt God's people, the Lord's going to move.
Yes.
And they can rush that judgment, and you'll see it. I mean, it's just, that's what happened. They might put us in jail, but, you know, when they put Paul in jail, the earthquake came and let him go. The angel opened the door and let him out. We're going to get
but
to see.
But they didn't go empty-handed now.
No.
They got some souls saved in jail.
That's right.
You hear me? They left out with a whole household, with all the jailers, because all the jailers stayed in their cell. They didn't leave when the doors was open. Wow. You know, any dumb.
That's the church letting God be God, isn't it?
There you go.
They're not trying to get them.
The ones that's going to lose are the ones that's compromised. They're going to lose. They're going to have a hard time. But the people that won't compromise, they're going to see the handiwork of God.
Amen.
Just like the man that got transported, him and his motorcycle. I believe that because God is mighty. And you know, the Lord likes to do things that amaze men. Following God is fun to me. I enjoy it. Whatever he do is, sometimes I have to go back and think about it. And it's also the things he had me to do or say or things that he do, it's fun. You know, this is the best time to live. And we're about to be deployed.
I never really thought this detail about miracles. It's a miracle that tree knows when to shed its leaves.
Yeah.
It's a miracle that tree knows how to make its food. It's a miracle it knows how to get water. Mm-hmm. It's a miracle water comes down. I mean, miracles just all around us. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we just don't realize it.
But it's God. Preacher, universal message
all the time.
The sky is, if you don't believe in God, just look up in the sky.
Amen.
He's preaching all the time. The book of Psalms says it's preaching a universal message all the time.
And it all points to Jesus.
When I hear people who say that they're atheists and they, you know, don't believe in God, I'm like, all you gotta do is look at creation, look at the sky, just look at the world, and you can tell like somebody created this. Like, it's not like something that just happened with a big bang and a big fire.
That's crazy. You know, you know, the Big Bang can really happen in a cartoon. That's about it. But not in reality. Somebody said that's like a Rolex watch just coming out of the ground, working, keeping time. You know, you got all this precision happening. You know, a big band, well, it'll work on a cartoon, but not for real. Okay, the way that they have solved the problem, verse 5, we're about to close. Verse 4, but we will give ourselves continually to prayer and to the ministry of the word. And the saying pleased the whole multitude, and they chose Stephen, a man of faith of the Holy Ghost, and Philip, and Prochorus, and Nicanor, Timon, and Parmenas. Hope I'm pronouncing the names good. Nicholas, and a proselyte of Antioch, whom they set before the apostles, and when they had prayed, they laid their hands on them. And the word of God increased, and the number of the disciples multiplied in Jerusalem greatly, and a great company of the priests were obedient.
Let me ask you something. What would have happened if the 12 would have taken on where they weren't called to take on the money part? What would have happened? If they had just got out of their position and just thought that they could handle this instead of delegating. You know, some people don't like to delegate stuff to other people.
Well, Satan would have found
they can't trust, you know, they feel like, oh, I can't trust, you know, they don't like to delegate.
Right.
Some people don't like to delegate stuff. They feel like if I don't do it, it ain't going to be done right.
Isn't that pride here? Isn't that pride?
It is. It's somewhat pride. Mm-hmm. But he worked them here as a body, as a team. Mm-hmm. He said, look out among you.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, it back at the fifth verse, it said in the saying, pleased the whole multitude. He pleased everybody in the crowd when he told them to look out among you and choose your five. The whole, it didn't say just a few people, but the whole multitude. It's not easy to please the whole multitude.
No.
But it pleased him when he decided to do it that way.
Yeah.
To delegate some authority.
And the move of God was happening. And every move of God requires the wisdom of God. Uh-huh. He operated in the wisdom of God.
But the enemy was trying to get these 12 to stop and handle stuff. And the move of God wouldn't have deceased.
And you can't.
And if that had happened in a lot of the big.
That happens all the time.
Yeah, it does.
That happens too much because they gave themselves to prayer and studying the Word.
Amen.
Now, if you stop doing that, you stop the move of God because it's going to turn into something that God never intended. Because you got an enemy out there trying to find a foothold.
Hmm.
And you got to be. You got to remain. You got to have no word to remain wiser than him, because David said that your word makes me wiser than my enemies, even wiser than my teachers. So you got to maintain a constant flow of the word of God. That's where our
word
faith
and
comes.
That's relationship. That you stand in God's presence. You
because
know,
those that know their
God, presence, you know,
those that know their God will do exploits.
And you know what?
And you ain't doing no export without knowing God.
Let me tell you, Brother Thurston, I've seen a lot of men, godly preachers and things, mess up because they didn't do this very thing.
Yeah.
They didn't have time for the word.
Mm-hmm.
They were too involved in the
ministry. Prayer. They didn't have time for that because they were just too involved in the ministry.
Right, instead of their personal relationship with the Lord.
Yeah. There you go.
And it always get away from them.
And
it becomes something God didn't intend.
Doing right because they're doing the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And they called them off God and got them into
a lot of trouble.
And I put it this way. The congregation expects a lot out of them too. You know, expects them to come and visit them all the time and do all this and all that. You know, they get mad, you know, if they don't.
We don't do that. This
can't do it.
Church. So there's congregation.
Exactly.
That's one thing about this church.
You know,
that's what Jim tell you right now.
You remember.
The church is what Nick said is so true.
Yes, ma'am. I've seen it happen.
And so.
Yeah, the enemy is crafty. You got to be wiser.
I am.
You remember the man that caught the ark? He should have let it fall, and he died. This is the same thing as trying to pick up a ministry with your bare hands. Let the wisdom of God control it.
And you know what? Not only was the man unwise, but the people that tried to bring it in that way.
Mm-hmm.
They was. Let me tell you, the world put it on a cart and took it, you know, places and stuff like that. and they got away with it.
Well, they didn't know better.
They didn't know better, but time.
They had problems with sticks.
Trying to bring it in on a cart and a wheel like that. I mean, that's where David got very angry with God. He said, God, now wait a minute, something wrong. He said, I better go back to the manual and see what I've done wrong here. And he did. He checked out the manual. He said, some priest's supposed to be bearing this on his shoulders.
Exactly right.
Not on a cart. Mm-hmm. They're supposed to be bearing it on their shoulders. Because if they had been bearing it on the shoulder, it wouldn't have failed.
Mm, right. You got to do it right.
You got to do it right. So and, he brought it in right.
And only the Lord can show you your next step. When something happens, just look to him. He got you. We have learned about faith in the last few decades, and now it's time for people to learn about trust. Trust is different than faith. Faith is a definer. That's what you use to change the facts on the ground, like Brother Harden was saying. But trust is reliance. That's when you're giving God your all, and you're receiving his wisdom. And you're relying on him to make the difference. So when he gives an order, you fulfill it. You do your part. When he gives you wisdom, you operate in it. That's trust. And trust leads to understanding. And I was telling Alicia yesterday, I said there are very few men in the Bible that had understanding. Most you can count them. It's not that many people that had understanding. Compared to the multitudes. All right. We out of time, but the Lord is not here. Continue to teach you all day long. Lord, I thank you for your word. I pray that you are mightily moved by your spirit. Help us to do all that's in your heart. Help us to do it. Help us to, as you deploy us, Lord, give us your wisdom. Help us to stand strong and win many souls in your creative ways. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
Amen.